Thank you all for coming. I'm so glad you could make it. Please help yourself to some drinks and food prepared for you. I promise you that you will love it. The servants spent hours making everything you see here. Oh, why thank you. Yes, it is a big accomplishment, but I didn't do it on my own. Well, yes, I own the company, but that doesn't mean that it succeeds solely because of me. Oh, and who is this? Hello, my name is Cardlin. But I'm sure you already knew that. It's a pleasure to meet you. Oh, hello, miss. Is there something you need? Okay. I think you have had one too many glasses to drink. Please take her somewhere safe so she can rest. Thank you. And one conversation after the other. Don't these people realize that I would like to take a break from chatting sometime soon? It would be nice if I could drink some wine in peace tonight. But at this rate, I'm afraid that will be impossible. I wonder how many people are actually happy to see me tonight. With all these fake smiles and envious eyes, it's hard to tell who is here because they're actually happy to see me succeed, and who is here to find some dirt on me and tarnish my reputation. That would explain why there are a lot of drunk women here tonight. How low can a man go that he would allow his wife or even his own daughter to sleep with another man for the sake of blackmail? Unbelievable. Regardless, everyone seems to be having a good time. The servants are on top of things and making sure all the guests are satisfied. However, I believe there is one servant missing. Someone very special to me. Now, where is she? Oh, please forgive me. I wasn't looking... Ah, there you are. I was looking for you. Why? Why wouldn't I check on my darling little maid? Are you feeling all right? You seem to be exhausted. Don't lie to me, my dear. You know that I don't like a liar. You are forgiven, but you shouldn't overwork yourself like this, even for my sake. The party is a tremendous success, and it's all because of you. You planned and executed everything perfectly, even by my standards. The mansion is spotless, the food is delicious, and everyone here seems to be having the time of their lives. I'm very impressed, and I couldn't be any more proud of you. Just a couple months ago, you were the clumsy maid who broke my vase. And now, you planned this party practically by yourself. However, I think it's about time you got some rest. What do you say? Don't worry. I will have the other servants take care of everything while we are away. Yes, we. It's about time I took a break from this riveting party. I love hearing you laugh. And watching you blush when I give you a compliment. Hey, no hitting your master, especially in front of guests. I might have to punish you. Wait for me in the hall. I'll escort you to a room. All right, the servant said they can manage your duties, so you shouldn't have to worry about anything until tomorrow morning. Of course I'll need you, but in a different way. No, I'm not punishing you, though the thought has crossed my mind. Teasing. Besides, if anything, I should give you a reward for all your hard work. So what would my beloved maid want as her reward, How about I do this? Not in public, you say? Then, should we continue this in my chambers? Okay, you caught me. I might be planning something special for you. I can't spoil the surprise just yet. You'll just have to wait and see. Besides, I'm sure you wouldn't mind the privacy. No one will be nearby to interrupt us now. Up you go. Comfortable? Good. No more walking for tonight. That's an order. There we go. Nice and slow. Why is there a towel on the bed? I'll explain in a bit. In the meantime, you should get undressed. Just trust me, okay? Have I ever done anything to make you so distrusting of me? I thought not. Once you're undressed, please lie on your stomach. How did you guess that so quickly? Is it because of the massage oil in my hand? Well, I noticed that you have been quite stressed the past week, making sure everything went smoothly, and I figured that a nice massage will be the perfect remedy for you. I'm sure you won't say no to that. Good. Now, just relax, and let my fingers do their magic. Not in that way, you naughty girl. Let's save that for later. Do you feel relaxed? That's good to hear. Oh, you have a huge knot right here, my goodness. You really were stressed out all week, weren't you? I'm sorry, love. For what? For putting so much pressure on you. I shouldn't have done that to you. It's just, I knew that you could handle it, but I didn't realize what it was doing to you. Besides, I was so busy with my work that I neglected to notice. A true gentleman should always pamper his lady, even if others find it, unusual. You are my maid, but you are so much more than that to me. I know you want to keep our relationship a secret to prevent scandal, but I don't want to hide it anymore. Why should I hide how I feel about you in front of others? Eventually, people will find out anyway. Especially if we take our relationship to the next level. My dear, I love... Darling? Darling? Did you just fall asleep on me? I spent days preparing this speech, and she falls asleep in the middle of it. Well, I did tell her to relax. But I didn't plan all of this just for her to fall asleep right away. Hey, wake up. Morning, sleepyhead. How's your nap? Were my fingers really that magical? Perhaps you need a reward that is more stimulating. Ah, yes. Now that my maid is nice and relaxed, let's get you over onto your back. And get me up here. Yes. Is there anything else she would like as her reward? Oh, you know what happens when you let me decide. Well then. I guess making love will have to do. It's only been a few days, but I missed having you in my arms. and my lips on yours. I missed your gorgeous body and hearing you moan for me when I touch your most sensitive areas. Like here. Those delicious moans as I slide it back and forth. You've no idea how much I needed to hear them. But simply hearing you isn't enough. I need much more than that. So wet. So juicy. You must have really missed me. You're dripping wet, my dear. I can tell that you missed your master. You can squirm all you want, but I'm not going to stop. I desperately crave a taste of you, and I won't stop until I am satisfied. You look so fucking sexy like that. However, this is still not enough. I need to be inside you now. How badly do you want my cock inside your juicy wet pussy? I know you can beg better than that. Beg for it properly. Yes, that's a good girl. Oh, fuck. Your cunt is hugging around my cock, never wanting to let it go. I bet you would love that, wouldn't you? Having me inside you forever, and giving you never-ending pleasure. Oh, love, tell me you do. Louder! There's no reason for you to be quiet. No one can hear you beg for your master. Who owns you? Who owns your juicy, wet pussy? That's right. I do. And never forget that. You're mine. Fuck. So tight. Do you want to come, my dear? You know the rules. Beg for permission. Say it. Again. Again. Oh, fuck. I can't help myself. Come with me, love. Come right now. You enjoy your reward, my love. You're out of breath, so I'll assume you did. Did you hear anything I said before you fell asleep? You did. Every word. Then why did you ignore me? You were embarrassed. Why is that? I've told you how much I adore you many times before. Oh. Those three words. What three words? Oh. We've made love many times, and yet simply saying those words will get you flustered. How adorable. Oh, don't pout like that. You know that makes me love you even more. Oh, playful, are we? I'm sorry, but I had to. How could I possibly pass the opportunity to tell the woman that has stolen my heart how much I love her? Okay, you have to stop with the hitting, because you'll have to get used to me saying that. That is an order. I love you. Now and forever. And one of these days, you won't be my maid anymore. No. You'll be promoted to wife someday. Now, isn't there something you should be saying to me? You know those special four words. Yes, four. Don't act so coy. You know what I want you to say. Don't make me order you to say it. That's a good girl.